Shout it loud, hallelujah. A louder hallelujah. The Lord God bless you real good. May the Lord God bless you real good. He brought you here to bless your life. May the Lord God bless. Turn to somebody, shout it loud. May the Lord real good. Real good. Turn to another person and shout it loud. Real good. Real good. Real good. Real good. Real good. Bless your life. Now pray for yourself now. Pray for yourself now. Real good. May the Lord God bless me real good. Real good. The Lord God bless me real good. He brought me here. He brought me here to bless my life. May the Lord God bless me real good. Stretch your two hands towards this altar. And let the amen you are going to say this morning shake down every evil gate assigned against you. I prophesy upon the life of somebody stretching the hands forward here that although the enemies may gather to delay you, but your God will show up to scatter them. In the name of Jesus. And every conspiracy to scatter your laughter shall be scattered to pieces. In the name of Jesus. Every power strategizing to disgrace you shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus. And any power assigned to eat your flesh and drink your blood, they shall eat their own flesh and drink their own blood. In the name of Jesus. Now raise up your right hand to the heavens and pray for yourself loud and clear like this. Powers! Can you say that loud? Assigned to detain my testimony. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your two hands forward to this altar again and let your amen roar like thunder. Your antagonist shall become your agent of promotion. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. And any power that does not want you to lift your head shall be buried alive. Every conspiracy of the night against the manifestation of your destiny shall be scattered to pieces. In the name of Jesus. Let that amen roar like thunder. Every power assigned to stamp shame on you shall be violently disgraced. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your right hand to the heavens again and declare this loud and clear. Every witchcraft operation in my past assigned to affect my future. Can I hear you saying that loud and clear? Your voice is not loud enough. die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's rise up on our feet, please. As we close our eyes and lift up our hands to the Lord and sing out loud like this. Holy Spirit, be my comforter. Holy Spirit, take control. Hallelujah. As I walk along the way is now. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, move me now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your hand. It's not by works of righteousness, but by grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Send that fire, the Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Holy Ghost. Send the fire. Burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Holy Ghost on fire. Holy Ghost on fire. Fire burning. Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Behold, I am the Lord, thy God of all. Hallelujah. Is there anything? Is there anything to ask for? Hallelujah. Is there anything to ask for? Hallelujah. Is there anything? Is there anything? John, I've been to Calvary. I dip my hands in the blood of the Lamb. I drink the blood of Jesus. My life has been made. I've been to Calvary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My life has been made whole. 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 Calvary kese mi lo. Manu je mi ti fo lo. Omi Jemini Jesu Tinukuro Calvary Kese mi lo. Hallelujah. Ibanu Jemi Tifola Omi Jemini Jesu Tinukuro Calvary Kese. Hallelujah. Calvary Kese mi lo. Ibanu jemi ti fola. Hallelujah. O mi jemi ni Jesu ti nu. Calvary kaisha mi lo. Calvary kaisha mi lo. Calvary kaisha mi lo. Calvary kaisha mi lo. O were anke ngapo ukwe meweta. Upo aya. Onishara, Onishaya, Onishara, the Lord. Oh yes, sir. Oh yes, sir. Onishara, Onishaya, Onishara, the Lord. Fullness of the God bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the God bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the God bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete. Hallelujah. Complete, complete, complete. Hallelujah. Raise up your two hands to the heavenly Lord. I decree upon your life that there will be overtaking, overturning, transfer to favor your destiny. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy upon your life that your laughter and dancing shall come, and the sorrows of your enemy shall be multiplied. Your God that dwelleth in Zion shall arise, and your enemies shall fight themselves. A sevenfold amen. Now shout this loud and clear before you sit down. Say, I soak my name in the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Soak your name. Pasikaten dakaya boshenteraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a wonderful morning before you. We thank you for your grace, which we can trust every day. Thank you, Lord, because you are reliable, you are dependable. You are the faithful God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. The God of Elijah. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, as many people as are gathered in this morning service, lay your hands upon their lives in the name of Jesus. Let every understanding of people here be open. And lay your hands upon your people. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Listen very carefully to this short but deep message. And listen very, very attentively. It is titled, Provoking the Angels of God. Provoking the Angels of God. And listen very, very carefully. Sometimes things do happen that the believer finds it so, so difficult to explain. Sometimes things take place and the believer wonders what has happened. The message of this morning will answer some of those questions. It will caution those who are careless and encourage those who are purposeful, provoking the angels of God. The first point you need to know this morning is this, that it is possible to grieve the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit whom we receive, by which some of us speak in tongues, you prophesy, you see visions. It is possible for you to provoke that Holy Spirit in you to anger. It is possible to grieve the Spirit of God. May you not grieve the Holy Spirit. And you say, why is that in the Bible? In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Ephesians 4:30 says this. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 says this. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Meaning that the Spirit of God can be grieved. The second point is this. It's also possible to grieve God the Father. You can annoy the Holy Spirit. You can also annoy God the Father. In Psalm 95, Psalm 95 verse 8. Psalm 95 8. If you are there, say yes. Psalm 95 verse 8. It says, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. People that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So it's possible to grieve the Holy Spirit. It's possible to grieve God the Father. May you not grieve God the Father. Now, angels, angelic messengers are special messengers. They are messengers from God. They are all around us. Most common angels are called ministering spirits. They minister to the heirs of salvation. Now we go to the deep text. In Exodus chapter 23, Exodus 23, verse 20. This is why you have to listen very carefully. Exodus 23, verse 20. I want to wait for you to get there. If you are there, say yes. Exodus 23, 20. So behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and bring thee unto the place which I have prepared. This is God the Almighty talking. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not. Provoke him not. Provoke him not. For he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon. He will not pardon. The angels, they are not the Holy Spirit. They are not God the Father. They are not God the Son. They are messengers of God. Say, but don't provoke him. If you provoke him, he will not pardon. He will not say, I forgive you. The people of Israel were warned in that wilderness not to provoke the angel of the Lord. They were told that there would be serious trouble if they did. The children of Israel, however, provoked the angel of God to anger many times. The result was that they wandered about in the wilderness for 40 long years. It's good for us to understand this very, very well. If you read the story of Zechariah, Zechariah was a priest of the Most High God in Luke chapter 1. They go to the temple once or twice a year to offer sacrifices. He goes into a place called the Holy of Holies. No one is allowed to enter into the Holy of Holies except the high priest. Zechariah was the high priest. And he went to this Holy of Holies to offer sacrifices. It was a fearful place to go because no one is allowed to enter. But the high priest who used to go into the Holy of Holies to minister, they tie a rope around their waist. So if by accident they ran into trouble there, maybe an angel slapped them or they fall down and die, you cannot even go and bring out their corpse. You have to drag them out by the rope on their waist. And on that rope, there are little bells. As far as those bells are tingling, they know that the man is still there, he's still alive. It was that kind of place that Zechariah was in. All of a sudden, an angel came and said, "Behold, Zechariah, thy prayer is heard. Thy wife Elizabeth shall deliver a son. He shall be great before the Lord. Many shall rejoice at his birth. He shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah." And he gave the man this wonderful prophecy about John the Baptist that was to be born. But the high priest looked at the angel and said, "How can these things be? Since I'm old in age, my wife is advancing years." When the angel heard that, he was provoked. Then he delivered a message that heaven did not send him because he was provoked. Said, "I am Gabriel that stands at the throne of God. And I'm asked to come and give you this message, which will be fulfilled in their time. But because you don't believe what I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen. You are going to be dumb and unable to speak until the child is born." That's how the angel put dumbness on that man for provoking him. So it's a dangerous thing, beloved, to provoke the angels of the living God. Remember, like I told you some time ago, there are different categories of angels. There are angels that kill. Their job is to kill. That's the kind of angel that destroyed the firstborn in Egypt. That's the kind of angel that destroyed the army of Sennacherib and wiped off 186,000 people in one night. There are angels that provide. Some angels were feeding Elijah. There are angels that heal. For example, there's an angel they sent to water Bethesda to trouble the water. And anybody who got in, got healed. Those are healing angels. May the angels of healing visit you in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. There are angels of judgment. Their own is to gather people for judgment. There are angels of mercy. When God wants to show mercy, some angels that go to process that mercy. Then there are angels of war, like Michael in the Bible. You know, there was a messenger angel that they sent to Daniel. And as it was coming to Daniel, the prince of Persia confronted him. And he could not pass because he wasn't an angel of war. He was just a messenger angel. So Michael had to come to bail that angel out. There are angels of peace. There are angels that escort people. Sometimes when you see a saint about to die, it will tell you, "The angels are here to take me away." Escorting angels. Sometimes somebody is in danger, he has missed the road, an angel will come like a man and lead the person out of the darkness. There are messenger angels. They are worship angels. Their job is to worship God. There are angels that keep and protect. They keep people, they protect people. The Bible says the angels of God encampeth round about those that fear him. It encamps round them. There are proclaiming angels. Those that proclaim the birth of Jesus. There are revelation angels. They come to you and say this, that. For example, last Wednesday, people were asked to go and pray. Two prayers. "Lord, show me the secrets of my life. Lord, show me who I am." Somebody was in that meeting. 12 midnight, she woke up. Prayed the prayer for about 1 hour. All of a sudden, an angel appeared. White garment. And said, you are praying that God should show you who you are. Do you know who your father is? Do you know your father? You don't know your father, you want to know yourself. And the angel went away. Those are angels of revelation. When she woke up in the morning, she ran to her mother, who lived somewhere far away. She said, "Mommy, who is my father?" The woman did not answer. Instead, the woman said, "Who told you? Who spoke to you?" She said, "Mommy, answer the question." I said, "Actually, to be honest, I don't know your father. Because about 4 men slept with me at the same time that time. So I don't really know which of those men is your father. And they are all dead." angels of revelation. There are guardian angels to guard people, like security. There are deliverance angels. Those are the ones who come to deliverance meetings and they begin to remove things from people's lives. Those are angels of deliverance. There are angels who convey those whose souls are departing, like the one that took Lazarus away. There are angels who are watchers. They are divine watchers. They just look into the historical affairs of men. They are watchers. They are watching. There are angels that are reapers and gatherers. There are angels that are involved in converting souls. They are encouragers. Angels that encourage. So you can see that is a major tragedy when your lifestyle begins to provoke the angels that God has sent to help you. And herein is a deep mystery. Angels operate like robots. They don't forgive. If God said the angels should be looking after you, and it's that moment you veer off into sin. You veer off, you start smoking cigarettes. You veer off, you begin to drink. You veer off and go to where the angels will never enter. Then it's your problem. Anything that happens to you is your fault. A brother was telling his mother, who is a Christian, that, "Mommy, you must follow me to the females. You must follow me to the females." And the woman said, "What are they doing there?" "So you must follow me there." And after pressure on the mother followed her to the females. When they entered, there was light like this. After some time, they quenched the light. Everywhere became dark. Mama said, "Ah, why are they switching off the light?" And he said, "So we can see what is at the front." "So okay, when are they starting?" He said, "They're starting soon." And the mother said, "Can I rise up and say an opening prayer here?" He said, "Ah, mommy, no. Ah, pray. Ah, you can't pray. It's embarrassing. You mean you want to stand up here and say, 'Let us pray'? The females? No, you can't pray here." The mother said, "Well, if I cannot pray here, then I am not supposed to be here." And she walked out. There are places the angels that are encamping around you will never follow you to. And anything that happens to you there is your own problem. This is why I said, listen to this message well. When you provoke the angels of the living God, many things can happen as a result. Number one is death. Two, sudden destruction. Three, sudden accident. Four, strange injury or freak injury, injury that is strange. Five, is loss of honor. Six, loss of protection. Seven, sudden sickness. Eight, paralysis. Somebody just gone like that and just get paralyzed. Nine, is blockage. Do you know that an angel can block your way? Person is heading towards a prosperous place and the angel has been clearing the way for you before, but now you now veered off into what you should not do. You say what you should not say, or you do what you should not do, and the angel just allow the blockage to take place. 10 is unexplainable suffering. 11, constant enemy attacks. Because once the angel of protection, they veer away, then the enemy has a field day. A field day. 12, when the angels are provoked, the person gets into money-wasting ventures. 13, business failures. Because there is no longer an angel that is guiding you. "Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that." 14 is yoke multiplication. The yoke that is one will become two, become three. The angel will allow the enemy to be putting in more yokes. I am praying for somebody here. If your life has been provoking the angels of God, receive deliverance today in the name of Jesus. That amen is too weak. A sevenfold amen. Fifteen is unnecessary embarrassment. 16 is bad luck. What people call bad luck sometimes. is just the departure of the helper angels. That's also a book of bad luck. The angels that are assisting, they just retreat and take their hands off, just watching, doing nothing. 17 is marital distress, because you're provoking the angels. 18 is finding easy things difficult, because you provoke the angels who are supposed to process those things for you. 19 is the vagabond life, just going here and there, here and there, here and there. 20 is huge, unexplainable disappointment. Huge, unexplainable disappointment. And 21 is misfired aggression. Anger, attack that is not meant for you, they will bring it to your door because the angels have left. I'm praying for anybody here this morning whose angels of breakthrough are departed, that those angels will come back to you too. In the name of Jesus. What provokes them? This is where you have to listen now. What provokes them? The first thing that provokes the angels is doubt and unbelief. In Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. I read from verse 11. Luke 1:11. Please, beloved, what is the first thing that provokes the angel? So, my sister, that time that you broke down and you cried because of a problem, you wept bitterly, or you always cry, all you are doing to yourself is pushing away your angels of blessing and provoking them. Luke chapter 1, verse 11. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, it was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Verse 18. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answered said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and I'm sent to speak these things to you and to show you these glad tidings. And I expect you to be dancing. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not be able to speak unto the day these things shall be performed, because thou believest not. Thou believest not. Thou believest not my words. That was the problem. That was what provoked that angel. That's what provoked that angel. The same angel went to Mary, the mother of Jesus, and gave almost exactly the same message. Look at verse 38. For the answer that Mary gave, and compare her answer to the answer of the priest. That same chapter, Luke chapter 1, verse 38. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. The angel did not make her dumb and deaf, because she said, be it unto me according to the word of the Lord. The other man said, how can these things be? I'm an old man now, and my wife is stricken in years. So doubt and unbelief will provoke the angels of God. Both the nation of Israel, Zechariah, they should have believed the words the angels spoke. They should not have doubted it. God does not honor unbelief. We must be careful what we say and how we say it, because it provokes the angels of God. Number two things that provokes the angels of God is sin and iniquity. Sin and iniquity. The man by the pool of Bethesda had been there for 38 years, but he could not receive the blessing of the angel until Jesus got there and said, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you. Listen, beloved, we can bind the presence of God and bind the protection of angels of God by the very thing that we say or we do. We must not go to where the angels will not follow us. We must not practice iniquity like the Israelites. Please, what is number two reason that will provoke the angel? What is number one? And number two? Can you say it loud? What is number one? And number two? Number three is sharing the glory with God. We are sharing God's glory. In Acts chapter 12, which I encourage you to read when you get home. Acts chapter 12. Herod was on the throne, and an angel was just passing by. Nobody sent the angel to Herod. Perhaps it was that angel that released Peter that was still hanging around. All of a sudden, as the angel was passing, he heard them shouting, "The voice of God and not of man! The voice of God and not of man!" And the angel said, "Ah, God, voice of God. In this place, let me see who the person is." And the angel said, "Ah, Herod, you who are." And the Bible said, worms ate up Herod. And the reason that he did not give glory to God, he provoked the angel of God. What is the third reason? So all the I did this, I did that, I did that, I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. You are sharing God's glory. Four, disobedience to God. Disobedience to God. God spoke to Balaam the prophet that he should not curse the children of Israel. Instead of the man to listen, he was just playing all kinds of tricks. And he provoked the angel of God that was in charge of his situation. Look at Numbers chapter 22, verse 32. There is a purpose for this morning's message. It's for you to caution your mouth, caution yourself, caution where you go to. Numbers 22, verse 32. Well, let me pick it from 31. And the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his face and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, "Wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. And the ass saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also had slain thee and saved her alive." That angel was sent to finish off Balaam, but the ass saw him. Balaam did not see the angel. His ass saw the angel and turned away. One time, two times, three times, Balaam struck the horse. Was then God opened his eyes and saw an angel with a sword. Said, "If not for your ass, I will have killed you." Disobedience to God will provoke the angel of God. Number five is negative words and wrong words. Negative words, wrong words will certainly provoke the angel of the living God. Eight times in the Bible, the children of Israel brought punishment upon themselves by their murmuring, complaining, disobedience. Their wrong words provoke the angel of God. I'm praying for somebody here today. Any word that you have spoken to chase away your helper angels, let heavens withdraw those words today. In the name of Jesus. A louder amen. What is the first thing that provokes the angel? Number two, three, four, and five, and six. Offending children. Offending children. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. Matthew 18:10. "Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven Their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. And 6, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hung around his neck and that he were drawn in the depth of the sea. If you willfully or purposely offend a child, then you have also offended the angel of the Lord. Because all those children have their angels guiding them. So if you offend them, that angel can turn on you and deal with you. Reason number 7 is breaking a vow. It is better not to make a vow than to make a vow and not fulfill it. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5, I read from verse 2. When you break a vow, there is heavy repercussion. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 2. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven and thou art upon the earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it. For it hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow, than thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thy hand? If you say the vow was a mistake, the angel of God will be provoked. Because it was there when you said it. These are the 7 things, beloved, that can provoke the angel of God to anger. And that can cause those 21 things that I listed for you. The way out is very simple. You need to repent from anything that we know will stink in the nose of God. You need to repent. That's number 1. 2, you need to carry out what we call a self-analysis, personal analysis. Analyze the way you talk. Analyze the way you eat. Analyze the way you relate with people. Analyze your temperament. Analyze your character. Analyze everything about yourself. And shut out any area that you know will provoke the angel of God. 3, you need to carry out a restitution where it is necessary. If you have other people's property in your hand, better return it. And then the next thing you should do is to cry to heavens to recover those things you have lost as a result of the angels that have been provoked. These, in a nutshell, are the steps to take. This morning, we got pressed to pray. But the first thing is for all of us to rise up on our feet, bow down our heads, and tell the Lord to forgive you for anything you've said, you've done to provoke the angel of God before we now start the recovery prayers. Rise up on your feet now and bow down your heads and say, Father, I am sorry for anything that I've done. I'm sorry for anything that I've said. I'm sorry for any action I've taken to provoke your angels to anger. Father, forgive me. Do that quietly now. The Bible says the angels of God are ministers unto the heir of salvation. If your heavenly ministers are not happy with you, or they are even waging war against you, this is not a question of binding the devil now. These are angels of God themselves waging war against you. Amen. Now, having done that, this particular prayer has to be prayed 3 hot, aggressive times. If you can see here what the next person is saying, you have not started the prayer. 3 times, 1 prayer, and pray it with all your strength. Let your head pray. Let your hand pray. Let your leg pray. Let your body pray. Say, angels of God assigned to help my destiny. Can I hear you shouting that? The voice of somebody at the back there is not loud enough. That voice is still not loud enough. Jesus, open your mouth and command them to appear. Yes, something is happening already. I told you. Bapata ni kateli kata. Riba sepende ke yaboshente. In Jesus' name we pray. That's number one. I want you to be more aggressive. The Bible said the violent take it by force. Open your mouth and pray again. Appear in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Papate sepeli katenda, ribo pali katanda kaya bashanta. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the last one. That I see somebody over there. You are not praying this enough. Don't you see the strange things that are showing up in your dreams? It's because of the departure of the angels. You should shout this with boiling anger. Are you ready now? Open your mouth and pray again. Yes. Jesus. Bo kapte senta. Ribo sepe la kaya bo chanta. Bapota li karibo parida katasa. Something is happening again. Aha! Recover. What you have lost. Recover them. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence. Now is invitation. The ball is in your court. If you keep quiet and you do not strike when the iron is hot, that will not be the fault of this person talking to you. Can you shout this after me? My angels of breakthroughs. Where are you? Appear in the name of Jesus. Yes. Open your mouth. Jesus. Jesus. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Invite the angels of favor. Angels of favor. Angels of breakthrough. Appear. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. It's better. Thank you, Jesus. With a heart that is ready to take no nonsense from the enemy, you will decree these prayers with violence. Say, agenda of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. Can you shout this loud? In the name of Jesus. Make sure you are praying, beloved. Thank you, Jesus. Mariba kapia likada. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my prayer. My prayers. My prayers. Provoke angelic violence. Are you ready? My prayers. Provoke angelic violence to pursue my pursuit. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus' name we pray. You will now decree this. Any dangerous hole, hole pit, dug for me, swallow your digger. Can you shout that loud too? Fire in the name of Jesus. They must swallow the digger. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your right hand towards this altar. Masika tela kanderaba. Father, I soak these hands in the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of God enter into this hand. Let this hand become the hand of fire, the hand of power, the hand of strength. In the name of Jesus. Lay that hand on your forehead and keep it there. Don't say anything else. I ask you to talk on your forehead. Father, as many people as are here this morning, and there is a mark of hatred, there is a mark of failure at the edge of breakthrough, there is a mark that allows the pursuer to pursue them, there is a mark of limitation, by the power in your blood, O Lord, as these hands are laid on the forehead, let the blood of Jesus wipe away every evil mark. In the name of Jesus. A sevenfold ever. Now rub your forehead with that hand. Just rub it. Don't be afraid. Rub it. Even if it's hot, rub it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, as your children go, let them be inside the envelope of fire. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. This week, the angels of favor shall locate you. Your legs will not take you into danger. The glory of God will shine upon your life. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.